Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, happy day, and welcome to Walking with A Course in Miracles. I am your host, Christina Callender, and I want to thank you for choosing to spend your time with us today. Walking with A Course in Miracles is a show here on the Journey to Success Radio Network where we will be exploring how students of the Course are able to practice and really implement the teachings found within it into their everyday lives. I have been a Course student since 2007, and I will be speaking with fellow students from all walks of life about their challenges, experiences, and practices as they learn to follow the guidance of their inner teacher within the idea that only love is real. Before we begin, let me tell you just a little bit about Christina Callender. Currently, I am exploring being an entrepreneur and investor. I have been self-employed for several years, but owning your own job is very different than building a business, I'm finding out. I thoroughly enjoy consistently educating myself with regular intensive learning seminars, workshops, one-on-one coaching, and reading book after book. My dad has been an inspiring example of a consistent learner. He is most alive when he has the opportunity to put into action something he has recently learned. He seems to get younger all the time, and I know I share his love of learning. Professionally, I own and operate a process-serving company, personally serving legal documents over 40 cities across southwestern Ontario. Now, I didn't plan on becoming a process server or an entrepreneur, for that matter, when I grew up. In fact, to be honest with you, I still don't even know what I'm going to do when I grow up. But I have, however, found that this business has given me ample opportunity to take a look at the judgments that I hold and do my best to practice to let go of them. I also, for over just 2 years now, have been learning the real estate investment game with my husband. We have had great fun putting our learning into action, building our business foundation and power team, and by following a system step by step, we now happily have begun to build our buy, rent, and hold portfolio. One of my greatest loves in this world is playing the role of wife to my husband, Brad, and mother to my two children, our two children, Josh and Holly. My family provides me with endless patience, willingness to try and understand, and they allow the room for me to take the time to grow and learn within the relationship of living together. They also, of course, provide unlimited opportunities to experience and walk with the concepts of the Course. Today, I am very pleased to be sharing this time on Walking with A Course in Miracles with my guest, Taylor Tagg from Memphis, Tennessee. Taylor Tagg is the author of The Path to a Peaceful Heart. Taylor specializes in the emotional intelligence of the heart. He shows people exactly how to release the heavy weight of long-standing resentments in order to gain permanent freedom and peace. Taylor also coaches people on how to reframe adversity and transform any personal liability or tragedy into their greatest asset. Welcome to the show, Taylor.
Christina, thank you so much for having me. It's a great pleasure to be with you today.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here. I'm wondering, Taylor, if you can start off by telling us all we need to know about Taylor Tagg.
Okay, I'll do my best. And I appreciate you having the show, Christina, as a fellow Journey to Success radio host. Myself, again, I'm a radio host, author of two books, Enrich Your Sunrise and The Path of a Peaceful Heart. I am a teacher and a speaker, and my main passion in life is to help people relearn, so to speak, how to forgive, how to let go of resentments, and how to gain peace in their life that they so desperately need. I worked in corporate America for 20 years. I worked for such companies as AutoZone, ServiceMaster, and FedEx. I have a finance and accounting background and was well into business for a big part of my career, until I decided to make the change. And I came through a tremendous personal adversity and personal story, which I talk about in The Path of a Peaceful Heart, and really dedicated the rest of my life to helping people overcome their resentments, learn how to forgive, and really experience peace and freedom in their lives. That's my calling. It's what I've been asked to do by God. And so that's where I am. That's where I lie right now. And so I'm really happy to be here with you today, and I thank you for having me on your program. This is a well-needed program. The Course in Miracles is a wonderful, wonderful journey, and I've been able to walk some of that path the last few years, and very, very pleased to be here with you today, Christina.
Well, thank you so much, Taylor. That's a wonderful introduction to you, and what inspired you to share your story in your book, The Path to a Peaceful Heart. This book goes through what you call the peace process. Before we go through the peace process, I'm wondering, Taylor, if you can, I know that you've spoken at A Course in Miracles groups about the peace process, and just before you go through that, I'm wondering if you can share how A Course in Miracles came into your life and what your experience with it has been.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I first learned about the Course probably about 10 years ago, in my early 30s. I follow Wayne Dyer a lot in his teachings, and he began to quote the Course in his speaking events, and said it enough to where it caught my attention. So I bought the book and the Course and began studying it. Of course, like most people who first opened the Course, I read a couple of pages and said, what language is this in and what just happened? And put the book back on the shelf for a few years. And as I came through my own personal journey of forgiveness and got to a place of peace in my life, suddenly I found myself taking the book back off the shelf and opening it up and realizing that I could read it effortlessly now, where I couldn't even begin to understand it before. And that's because I was at a place of peace in my life. And the Course is all about love and peace, as we know. But that's how I was exposed to it initially. And I've been a student of the Course. It's a wonderful writing and a teaching, and it can open many, many avenues to your life that you never thought could open. I just have great things to say about A Course in Miracles.
That's probably a good thing that your copy didn't end up on the garage sale table then.
I'm always a proponent of, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And, you know, when I was ready to open that book back up, that it was already on my shelf. It was just ready for me to grab.
Right. So from that experience alone, you know that coming to this place of peace doesn't just happen. It is a process that takes time, and there's a lot of different steps with it. Can you share with us now your peace process, please?
Yeah, I'll be happy to. And I shared this this process with the Course in Miracles event I spoke at last September. It was the International Forgiveness Week in Wisconsin. And they asked me to come out and speak on the peace process. And it was a wonderful week-long event of which I got to take part. And it was a great event. I enjoyed myself immensely meeting, you know, the people associated with the Course in Miracles. And I shared with them the peace process, which coincidentally took me 30 years to complete. From the moment that it started in my life in a terrible, adverse situation as a child until the place where I said, you know what? This is it. I've finally found what I've been searching for and looking for. And probably for the first 15 years, I never really realized I was in a process at all until the moment that I said, I'm going to find the answers that I'm looking for. I don't care what it takes me or how I get there. And I'll rely on God and the invisible forces of life to help me find those. And as I got to that place of peace, I kind of looked back over the 30 years and realized what had emerged. And the first thing, which is the P in my peace process, is to practice becoming an observer witness, which is a place where you can just pull back from your life and just look at it, neither with feeling or emotion or feeling one way about it or another, but just look at your life as if you're looking at someone else's life that's not related to you and examine what's going on. You know, what is really importantly not happening for you that you wish was. And I was able to do that and just become an observer witness to my own life without feeling one way about it or another. And as I did that, I discovered the second component of the peace process, the E, which is to examine my repeating patterns, which is suddenly a pattern jumped up in my life, and I saw that this pattern kept repeating itself over and over and over and over in my life in a very destructive way. And for me, it was the realization that I didn't have the true relationships that I wanted in life, with not only with my family, but, you know, I wanted to be married. One day I was unmarried at that time. I wanted to be married, and I was not. And I realized there was a pattern there, and I was the cause of that pattern, the cause and the effect. And so once I saw that pattern, I was able to move to the third part of the peace process, which was to apply choice. And you realize at a certain point in your life that you do have choices. You have clear, unconscionable choice about where you go in your life. And I really wanted to be on the side of having life work for me rather than against me. And I had felt up until that point that life was just happening to me. I was blaming everyone for what was going wrong in my life, and not looking at myself and just putting it all on other people, and realized, you know what, that's just not the way that I'm going to get to peace. And so I turned that around to say life is happening for me, that these adversities and the thing that I'm in right now, the bad relationship I'm in right now, is happening for me to teach me something that I need to learn. And so I was able to begin to take my power back and put things in my court by accepting responsibility for my entire life, which led me to the last two most important pieces of the peace process, which was the C in the peace process, which is claim your freedom through forgiveness of another. And I had to look at my adverse situation as a child and consciously decide to forgive the person that was involved. And as I did that, I had extreme peace, just a total change in my whole composition and attitude came about me when I decided to forgive that person. And later on, after I'd done that, a couple of years later, the final piece fit into place where I was able to forgive myself for, as a child, feeling I had to take responsibility for that entire situation, and to give myself love and acceptance, which I had not done in my life up to that point. And at that moment that I forgave myself, everything changed. Everything changed. I realized that this whole 30-year process that I was in was done for me so I could learn. I could learn peace and accept it and learn how to forgive in my life. It was amazing the perspectives that came about as I traveled through this peace process and realized that this was really a gift from God that was given to me. And I've taken that now and been able to help other people walk through the same process in under 30 years, as a matter of fact. But what we do is we help take people wherever they are, which is perfectly acceptable, and help them move through this process so that they're able to take their power back, understand how to forgive, and move forward, because we simply just lose that elasticity to learn how to forgive as adults. We just simply lose it. We hold on to way too many things, and I help people undo that and begin to allow love to flow within them again.
What a great process to go through. And was this did you go through this process just with one person and one sort of area of difficulty that you were having, or do you apply this process everywhere? And the reason I ask is, a big part of A Course in Miracles is the idea that of leaving no dark corner hidden, meaning that the principles of the Course, they need to be applied to all areas of our lives and all relationships, and not just some. It's very easy for us to sort of hide some areas of our life away from the process. Can you tell us if this is similar with the peace process, and how have you generalized it to be able to apply it anywhere and any time?
Well, that's a great question. And the peace process is applicable to anything that you're going through, any circumstance or person that you're dealing with who you are in pain and suffering with or about. It happened with me through one particular incident of a childhood adversity that I had to overcome over a 30-year period, but the process itself is general enough to be applied to any circumstance or situation. So as you describe in A Course in Miracles, you can apply it to anything, any part of your life, any part that's hidden. You can take this process and begin where you stand to move forward through the process. So it is universal in nature, and that's a good thing because we all, in my clients, what I find is that we all have layers of roadblocks that we're trying to get through dealing with very different parts of our life. And it's just okay to take one layer at a time. Whatever that layer is and whatever is most present for you, you can begin to, where you stand, begin to work through the peace process and through A Course in Miracles.
And that layer doesn't really get shed until you go through both sides of the forgiveness, the forgiving through forgiveness of another, and then after that, the forgiveness of yourself, that both parts need to be done to get to the peaceful feeling. Am I right?
Yes, you are. And it is, I like to call it, a two-sided coin, and you have to touch both sides to be able to get the peace that you desire. And forgiveness of another is a little bit easier than forgiveness of self. You find that with our clients, the self-forgiveness piece is the hardest part because we're our own worst critics, and we'll be as harder on ourselves than anyone else will. And so it's hard to let go of what we have held on to and the blame and the guilt that we maybe feel inside about a person or a situation. But once you get through the self-forgiveness part, life really opens up to rewards and benefits that you would never imagine in your entire life. And as they say, the peace that surpasses all understanding is yours, and it is yours for a lifetime. It never goes away. There's nothing else that ever happens in your life that will take away your peace once you have removed those things that are standing in the way for you. So it's a wonderful thing.
And to get to that point, I'll tell you from my experience, Taylor, as a student of the Course, some days I can read it and feel like I grasp it and know that it makes sense, and then I set it down and go about my day and completely forget about anything that I read that morning. I will get to the end of my day and think, wow, did I remember to think about my lesson even once today, and did I share a holy instant anywhere? I've called this show on Journey to Success Radio Network Walking with A Course in Miracles because I want to focus on how we can really apply the teachings to our world every day so we can understand through experience what the Course is saying to us. The peace process seems to be a very practical system and tool that can be used as we go about our day. Do you find that you can work it in easily to your day?
Well, I find that I have to make the time to work it in. And my first book is called Enrich Your Sunrise, and I talk about, you know, making the first hour of your day the golden hour, which is intentional positive information, whatever that is for you, is to intentionally begin your day with some positive information, whether it be A Course in Miracles or Path to Peaceful Heart or whatever it is that in your life that's positive in nature. Or the last thing that you do before you go to bed is to end on a positive note. And I think ways that you can work the teaching of A Course in Miracles into your life is to make time for it, either in the first hour of the day or the last hour of the night. And because your mind will begin to find those things upon which you focus on immediately on the first thing in the day or the last thing at night. Your mind's just set up to find those things. But you have to intentionally be on guard of what's coming into your mind and to your heart. And I think that's a great way to apply it, is to make time, even if it's just for 2 minutes in the morning. or 2 minutes at night before you go to bed. I'm really a big proponent of this. I found it to be very beneficial to me and beneficial to my life. For example, the first thing I do when I get up is I say just a few prayers in the morning. I thank God for the breath of life, that I'm still breathing, that I've got another day to live. And that just gets me in a state of gratitude immediately. But if I never said those prayers in the morning, I don't know that I would be grateful. I don't know that I would find other ways to be grateful throughout my day had I not started my day like that. So I think whatever application you want to do, a great way to do that is to make time even just for a minute or two in the morning or evening.
And then try and have some patience with yourself the rest of the day, as well as having patience with everyone else.
Right. And a key thing is not to get impatient if you lose your focus throughout the day. Just do the best you can and pick it back up wherever you left off. It's perfectly acceptable to be wherever you are at this moment in time.
Right. That's a nice way to look at it. And much of the Course talks about your perspective. It's not to try and change or fix the world, but to change the way we see the world. This is a big challenge as we attempt to walk with the Course each day amidst a world that can seem so chaotic. Can you share how you keep a check on your perspective throughout your day?
Well, I try just to be as loving as I can to the people I come in contact with. I'm very aware of my judgments, and that's a hard thing to do, is to be aware of your judgments and not to judge. But I just try to be loving to whatever circumstances that I do. Because I'm a forgiveness teacher and a trainer, I have a habit every day of forgiving. I just forgive every day, and that's just a part of my life. And it allows me to stay in that state of love and flow of love. And so I think it's just real important to begin somewhere and just take one component of the Course or whatever it may be for you and just focus on that and just give it everything you can and don't get down. If it doesn't work out the way you want it to, just continue to work through it.
Mm-hmm. Great suggestions. Thank you, Taylor. I understand that you have a new book coming out soon, I believe in September. And correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's about overcoming adversity.
It is. I'm co-authoring this book. It'll be my third book, co-authoring with fellow Journey to Success co-host Tom Cunningham, who you're familiar with, who's an amazing man. He's overcome tremendous physical pain with rheumatoid arthritis his entire life. And he's got the best attitude you've ever seen from an individual who deals with significant physical pain every day. And Timothy Chim, who's the other co-author, has dealt with extreme adversity in his life. If you were to hear this man's story, it would blow you away. The things he has dealt with in gaining his freedom. He's originally from Cambodia, came to the country many years ago. But the stories he has to physically just get to freedom are amazing in itself, and then I'm happy to join them, you know, as I talk about defeat and how to overcome defeat and turn it around into an asset that you can use for the rest of your life. So these three perspectives of physical pain, extreme adversity, and defeat, we have tackled from three very different angles. And so we're anticipating having a wonderful book in which you can turn any pain and suffering into your life, physical, mental, emotional, and totally turn it around into something that will help you transform and move your life forward in a beautiful way. I think we're going to have a great book, and I'm really excited about it. And again, that's going to come out in September, and I know Tim and Tom are excited about it too.
Well, it sounds great because, you know, one thing we can almost guarantee from life is that there's going to be some adversity, so be nice to know what to do with it, to progress forward with it instead of having it hold us back from things.
Absolutely, and I think that no one's exempt from it, and so you got to deal with it. And so how do you best deal with it and make it something that is useful for you rather than something that holds you back?
Mm-hmm. for certain. And if people want to contact you, I understand you do speaking engagements and personal coaching. If people want to contact you about these things, how might they go about doing that?
Well, if they can contact me by phone, they can get me at area code 901-921-8901. I'd be happy to talk with them. I do a free strategy coaching sessions. If you have an area of forgiveness that you know is there, but you just haven't been able to look at it yet, and you're ready, and you have to get to the point where you're ready to forgive, I help guide people through that process in a very loving and easygoing and eloquent way. And I'd be happy to talk with you free of charge about how to proceed with that. I have a new 90-day program that's coming online pretty quickly, of which I carry people through my peace process in the book, The Path to a Peaceful Heart, in 90 days to get really focused on getting to a place of peace very quickly. And you can contact me by phone, or you can go to my web address, which is theevolvingheart.com, or you can send me an email, which is TTAGG, which is TTAG, at theevolvingheart.com, and I'll be happy to answer any of those ways and help you out in any way I can.
Great. Taylor, I'm going to make sure I get that information posted as well, just below our show description from today's show, if you don't mind me doing that.
Absolutely. Be fine with me.
Okay, great. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us today, Taylor?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Christina. For those who are thinking about A Course in Miracles and are not students but are very curious, I'm going to give you a free resource to get. You can either get it on your Android phone or iPhone. It is an app. It's called ACIM Quotes. It's a free app which you can get. And what it does is it gives you quotes from A Course in Miracles, and they're just short little quotes that you can focus on one a day or whenever you want to. But it's just a good way to remember some of the main components of the Course, and just to kind of focus on the inner workings of A Course in Miracles. It's, again, ACIM Quotes. You can get it on Google Play Store or iPhone app free. It is a very, very useful tool. And, you know, when I'm feeling down or I'm feeling like I just haven't been able to do what I want to today, I just kind of open these quotes up and just start reading a little bit. And suddenly my whole attitude and feeling about what I'm doing suddenly changes for the positive. It's amazing what this little app will do. So great free resource for everybody out there who's wanting to learn more about the Course.
Well, that's excellent, Taylor. This is the first that I've heard about that app, so I'm definitely going to look that up. It sounds like fun. Okay, so thank you, Taylor, so much for sharing your time and experience with us today. We appreciate all your words and everything that you have experienced and then have decided to share to try and help everybody through their experiences. It really is very motivating and inspiring. So thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you, Christina, for having me. It's been a pleasure to be on your program.
You're welcome. Happy day to you, Taylor, and to our listeners, happy day to you as well. Bye-bye.